Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our loud and local band of the week, Dead Electric. Loud and local band of the week, Dead Electric. You want to find out how to get their music? Steve's got it for you.
Just put out their third record last month. It's a space opera, and it's called Moot Bones.
More info on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. And if you want more local music, well, then tune in Sunday nights at 8 o'clock here on The Rock. Two solid hours of great Pacific Northwest music. Bands like Dead Electric. Everybody,
yeah,
go cracking,
baby. Yeah. One day away, home opener,
sploosh. Oh, I'm so excited.
Release the Kraken,
Steve. I want updates while you're there.
Yeah, I'll be sending you guys pictures for sure, and hopefully video of the awesome pre game entertainment that they do.
I thought you were gonna say pretzel.
I'll take pictures of me eating the pretzel if you really want.
I really want
it starts before and how it ends.
Especially if it's in an anchor or an S shape. I want it so bad.
Yeah. If there's one in an anchor shape, can you just buy me one and I'll get you later? You can just put it in a bag or something.
Okay. Okay. I can't promise I won't eat it on the ride home, though.
All right. Fair enough. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got the Red Baron in Des Moines. Red Baron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Steve?
Was that Snoopy's name?
Yeah, he was the Red Baron.
No, and he was fighting the Red Baron.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. That's right.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm Snoopy today.
All right, yeah, Snoopy. We'll get out of here, Snoopy. Get out of here, Snoopy. For those playing at home, Red Baron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Baron, you can pass all you want, but you can only take three guesses. Are you ready?
Yep.
How many years after the founding of the company did Hallmark release its first Christmas cards?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
One.
No. What is the national flower of the United States?
The rose.
Yes. In which East Coast city was the first mobile phone call made?
New Jersey.
No.
Oh. Menlo Park?
No.
New York.
Yes. Invertebrates are animals without what?
Spines.
Yes. Ruth Handler created which wildly popular doll?
Barbie.
Yes. The Bears are a professional football team from what city?
Chicago.
Yes. At the 2001 Oscars, what animal did Bjork dress as?
A swan.
Yes. How many states share a border with South Carolina?
Three.
No.
Two.
Yes. What was the nickname of 1930s public enemy George Kelly?
Machine gun.
Yes. Catholic priests take a vow of poverty, obedience, and what?
Chastity.
Yes. And the Red Baron gets 9 correct. That is a good score.
This could
That's
be
for you, BJ.
Oh, Thank you, my friend.
Looks like Snoopy's going down.
I know. I think the Red Baron's going to shoot down Snoopy in this one.
Whoa, Snoopy. I don't know, buddy. Getting that sop with Camel and get it done.
Yeah, Snoopy, you're going to have to hang on.
Snoopy doesn't sound ready at all.
Snoopy's here. What does Snoopy even sound like?
He doesn't talk. He just goes.
Yeah.
He makes that. Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, that's a different Snoopy there, I think, maybe.
No, those are the adults in Charlie Brown. That's not the dogs.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Faux shizzle.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Does that work? Snoopy Snoop Dogg.
Okay,
I get it.
Sure, why not? How many years after founding of the company did Hallmark release its first Christmas cards?
How many years after starting the company?
Yeah.
1 year.
No.
10.
No.
50.
No. What is the national flower of the United States?
A dandelion.
No.
A rose?
Yes. In which East Coast city was the first mobile phone call made?
New York.
Yes. Invertebrates are animals without what?
Spine.
Yes. Ruth Handler created which wildly popular doll?
Barbie.
Yes. Huh. The Bears are professional.
They have a Barbie hockey.
Do they really?
Yeah, I saw it at Target.
Oh, that's super cool. Got to get that for Tatum. Oh, wait. The Bears are a professional football team from what city?
Chicago.
Yes. At the 2001 Oscars, what animal did Bjork dress as?
Penguin?
No.
A bear?
No.
A tiger?
No. How many states share a border with South Carolina?
4.
No.
3.
No.
2.
Yes. What was the nickname of 1930s public enemy George Kelly?
Machine gun.
Yes. Catholic priests take a vow of poverty, obedience, and what?
Celibacy.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. You lose. 9-8. Whoa. Red Bear shoots down Snoopy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Red.
Good job, my friend.
I blame Woodstock.
Yeah, the bird or the event?
Both.
That's great. Well, in celebration of this wonderful, wonderful event.
Here we go. Yeah, baby. You can't take that losing energy into the climate pledge arena buddy.
We'll regroup. We'll get together during practice and we'll address the issues.
Okay, good. Make those adjustments.
Yeah, we'll be good.
I was kind of surprised that you didn't remember this because it was so ridiculous, but the Red Baron did get this correct. Bjork dressed as a swan.
Swan.
It was that weird swan dress, yeah. And then the neck came around her head. Very, very, very strange. Many years before Lady Gaga made it, I guess, kind of normal for people to do weird stuff.
Bjork was doing a lot of out there stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the one that nobody got, after how many years after founding the company did Hallmark release its first Christmas cards?
Can I Ken Jennings this, or is this just going
to
be random?
You should be able to. I felt like this one.
All right, I'm going to go. Well, Steve said 10, I think, but mm-hmm. I would have gone 10, 15, 20.
So you should have gone lower there, 5 years.
5 years.
But it was five.
Yeah, a roundabout right. number. So I was just going for that one. So I figured it would be.
I thought 5 was guess. So that's,
yeah,
all right,
I totally guessed it. I don't know what you guys heard.
Yeah. I thought I heard 50, but we went back to the tape and you did say 5. So
Sorry,
you lost.
I had it, but I made up in my head that was already guessed.
Aw.
All right. Oh, you know what? And yes, you could Ken Jennings that. So I approve that question. Yay. Congratulations, everybody. Hey, you know what time it is?
Yeah, it's time for you. That's right. Time for you to tell us what's on your mind. Yep, that's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And do remember, when we finally put you through, you got to follow Steve's rule.
That's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we have to gun you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. John in Everett, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday right back at you, John. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, I think it was Tuesday. Your lukewarm topic of the day was just, what weird kind of awkward thing have you seen a coworker do?
Oh, yeah.
And,
what about you,
about,
man?
About 10 years ago, I was working for a construction material delivery company. And we normally worked in pairs, and I was working with this guy one day I hadn't worked with before. We get to our first job site, needed some cars to be moved so we could get in there and do our thing. And as we're waiting for the cars to be moved, we're sitting in the truck. He opens the glove box, reaches into his lunch box. I'm like, okay, maybe he's hungry. Next thing I know, I look over there. He's pulling out a bag and starts chopping up a line of either, like, Coke or meth right there on the lid of the glove box. And I'm like, what the F, dude? Like, I've never worked with this guy, don't know him for anything yet. And then pretty much as soon as I look over and realize what he's doing, he looks at me and was like, oh yeah. I'm like, what the F are you doing? Like, get the hell out with that, man. That does not happen in this truck. I don't know what you're used to doing with the guy that you're normally with, but that does not happen here, man.
He's like, Bob parties, then, man. What's up with you?
Yeah, damn.
You know, I guess I'm just a downer. You know, he was definitely into them uppers. But, And then I noticed that every job site that we went to, he had to go hit the porta potty, and I didn't see him drink a drop of water all day.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, how was his performance on the job? Did he get his job done?
Yeah, I mean, he worked hard. I'll give him that.
He was really fast at everything he did.
Yeah, honestly, he was. I mean, communication, his speech was a little fast for me, but he got the job done decently.
Damn.
Yeah, well, there you go. Nothing like good old-fashioned stimulants to make you a good worker. Woo! Oh,
got a good text, BJ.
All right.
And I also want to get Daddy's feedback because I know he enjoyed it as well yesterday.
Oh, all right.
This person said, Migs, I had the Louisiana roll yesterday at QFC. Great pick.
Steve Migs, tastemaker.
Yeah.
Dude, I know. Okay.
The Jacksons can thank me for all the sales and snickerdoodle cookies. And now QFC can thank me for all the sales that they're having at with the Louisiana roll, because I know not only one with this texture, not two, but three people who enjoyed the Louisiana roll yesterday.
And Danny, you were one of them.
Oh, I was. We talked about it during Listeners on Loose yesterday, and I was driving home, and I was like, you know what? I want some sushi. So I just made the right turn, went to the QFC, and there it was in all its glory, and it is delicious.
Yeah.
What's in a Louisiana roll again?
Crawfish,
yeah.
Some spicy sauce.
Yeah, imitation crab.
Yep, and rice.
Rice.
Okay, and how much spice is in this, Danny? Would I like it, or is it too spicy?
No, you would love it.
It's not spicy at all.
I don't know what I'm talking about, because I put wasabi on everything. It's funny. It's the one thing that I do spice up.
Yeah, it's like that spicy mayo that they put on, like that orange-looking spice sauce delicious. That they put on almost every sushi roll, it feels like.
I was actually really surprised at how much crawfish was on it.
A ton
of crawfish. That's what made it, like, even better for me, because I love crawfish.
Yeah, it's like you're just eating like a like five crawfish per roll.
Yeah,
per piece. It's ridiculous.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
I think we're going to make it happen again today. Actually,
I had it yesterday as well, and it was I was very happy with that decision.
I have to check out my local QFC and see if they got the Louisiana roll.
I'm sure they do.
They must. If you guys have it in your QFC, I got to have it in mine.
Well, we know West Seattle and Renton have it.
Yeah.
All right.
Now it's time for Mercer Island.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if they bring it, if they bring the Louisiana.
Also, I noticed at the West Seattle one, they actually have a sushi menu where you could pre-order them if you wanted to.
I've never paid attention. I just walk up and I just grab whatever rolls look delicious.
Yeah.
It's usually an avocado roll
and then Louisiana roll.
Nice.
And if something has cream cheese in it, I'm a sucker for that, because, you know, it's Seattle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair enough. Totally.
And yeah. That's good in Seattle, has cream cheese on it, apparently.
Yeah. I'm that way with any tempura type of thing that's in a sushi roll.
Yeah.
You know, they batter fry it a little bit. Oh, I'm a sucker for that. Oh, so.
Another person, I had the Louisiana roll yesterday as well, so there's four of us.
Yeah. Damn, dude, look at you.
Turn it up. Come on, Rav, get on board.
Sushi gang.
I'll try it. Yeah, I love sushi, and I'm cool with QFC.
All right, then. Look at this. It's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, right?
All right, this text. I believe both BJ and the Rev experienced this, because I want to know, has anyone watched the movie Dune yet? I did, and it was awesome.
I want to thank Caesar for reminding me that 3 o'clock Pacific time is when they release these, the day before they say they're going to release them. Because that's 6 Eastern, and I always forget that, and Caesar reminded me, so I was going to watch it today, and then Caesar was like, hey, man, and what a good listener he is, because I was able to watch it yesterday, as the Rev was.
Mm-hmm.
And Rev, what's your verdict?
I think it's fantastic. I love every aspect of this movie, and I'm definitely 100% going to go see it in an IMAX theater, because wow. I watched it on HBO Max at home, and while it was pretty awesome, like, the visuals, I need the big screen, and the sound, I need that audio from it, because it's epic, it's amazing. And I will just watch this movie over and over and over and over again.
Well, you're not alone. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes for the audience score. 84% with the critics.
I just want to say one thing. And this is, I'm mad at the advertising department. I told Rev this off air. I had to readjust my viewing, because they've been saying this is the next Star Wars. This is this generation's Star Wars. Because it's part one, by the way. So part two is coming later.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's going to be a part three, but... as far as I know, there's definitely a part two.
Were you mad that Jar Jar Binks wasn't in it?
Well, that was why I was like, this is not my Star Wars. There's no Jar Jar. There's no Ewoks. Come
Everybody's
on.
Got hands.
Yeah. They say it's the, when you think of Star Wars, you think of pew, pew, pew in space and lots of action. This movie.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. I mean, you think of that, you know what Star Wars is. This is not Star Wars. This movie, if you're expecting the pacing of Star Wars, the amount of action, there's not to say that there aren't some amazing action scenes in this movie, because there are some, I mean, just wonderful fight scenes, all sorts of cool stuff. But the pacing and the amount, not the same as Star Wars. The pacing's is definitely slower than Star Wars, which I don't mind. But the thing is that's how they're advertising it. And I'm so mad at their advertising department. Somebody could go there and go, wow, this is not the movie for me. And yeah, I think that's important to say.
It's definitely half a movie, but it comes to a resolution at the end of it. So, like, the big thing on this is, yeah, the pacing is slow, and you really have to pay a lot of attention when you're watching it. They explain everything, and it flows well, but it's not a look-at-my-phone sort of movie. Like, you just can't do that at all.
I will say, to me, they did a better job of explaining what was going on. I don't know why, because I feel like the first movie that was done, the Kyle MacLachlan, David Lynch movie, they really come out and said, so here's what's happening, blah, 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 blah. But they actually eliminated, and Rev, it's been a long time since you've seen the movie, but they eliminated a part of the first movie that really, I think, wasn't necessary.
You know, it's been a long time. I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, when they start to tell you, hey, we think something's afoot, we actually get to hear about the something's afoot and even meet the people behind the something's afoot.
Oh.
They took that all out of the movie. That wasn't even in the new movie, which I think is smart. You know, they kind of just had it come along as you went. And I think it made it easier for me to understand, because there were just so many characters in the first one. I'm like, who's this and who's that and who's this? And they do a better job in this one to just not confuse you. And you still have to pay attention. But yeah. I think they did a better job explaining it in this movie than they did in the David Lynch version. So, yeah, Dune gets a big thumbs up from both of us.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And like I said, this might be like a background movie to watch after I've seen it a couple times, just because of how amazing the music is. Hans Zimmer does the soundtrack.
Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, and it is, it's another character in the movie. It pulls you in, and it really helps guide the movie as well.
You mean it's better than what Toto did? Toto?
Ugh.
Yeah, because Toto actually did.
Did they really actually do the old
putting
one?
On the rich guy?
Yeah,
no, that's Taco.
Oh,
that's Toto Taco. Is the stupid Africa song.
You know,
the dog from the Wizard.
Not the dog from the Wizard.
You know, Africa. Yeah, somehow they did the music for the Dune movie that David Lynch did. Not that it was horrible, but it was, you know, it was like, wow, I was so surprised when I saw that in the credits. So there you go. That's Dune's a winner. Definitely see it in the movie theater if you can, but I mean, I can understand why you wouldn't if you've got an 85-inch television like Caesar and you've got HBO Max. You don't need to.
I know we got to play a song, but I wanted to leave with a good tease for you. You aren't. I mean, you're coming back no matter what, but someone just texted us this, and I did not know that this existed, but did you know that your net worth is on Google?
My net worth?
Like the celebrity net worth things?
Oh. What?
Yeah.
They put my net... How would
your net worth is up there.
Oh, my God. Okay, this will be interesting.
I know. I can't wait to hear your reaction.
All right. This is fantastic. All right. So my net worth is on Google. We're going to find out what my net worth is according to Google.
Yes.
All right. This is great. That's listeners on the loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. See how well I'm doing.
Yeah, really good.
At 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Yeah, so while you guys were talking about Dune in the last break, a text came in that just stopped me in my tracks. I had to double check it because they're just like, how true is Google? Is BJ's net worth, I'm going to not say the amount just yet, and why are you working if it is? LMAO, ballin'.
Wow.
So I had to go, I went right on online, typed in BJ Shea net worth, and I'm just like, okay. And then another text says, I can see why BJ likes betting. He has plenty of money to throw away. How much do you think listened?
He said, oh, like betting. Okay, yeah. Yes. Oh, because I bet you guys all the time.
Yeah, you always are betting us like $5.
So it sounds like it says I got a good deal of money to the point where I could retire. Wow, that's a lot. Then, I mean, that's got to say... Well, I'll tell you, I would think if I were to retire, I'm so neurotic, though. I don't know how much I don't even know what I'm going to retire.
Throw out a number.
You just make a number up.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they say that, you know, if you can have $1 and $2 million, you know, saved up at your retirement, then you're in good shape. So okay. I'll say $1.5 million.
$1.5 million.
If they think I can retire, because it's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Rev, did you look it up?
I did look it up.
Okay, I think Vicky did. We all did. Our curiosity
was
killing us.
Dude, I was way too curious. Yeah. I couldn't get through the song without knowing that.
You know how we do things.
Yeah. All right. The excitement, because none of us are on like any of those net worth things, and the only person that we know that was Craig Gass, and his net worth was like $89 million, which he obviously laughed off.
Yeah,
I think he's lying to us, and he actually does have that kind of money.
So they say. So do they think I can retire on less than $1 million? I'll say $1 million then.
No, BJ, you're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you are.
What?
Your net worth, according to Google. According to the Tom Ford guy that I looked up on, it says you type in BJ Shea net worth post.
Okay,
BJ Shea's net worth is.
Alrighty.
$12 million.
Woo!
Come borrow some money.
Oh, yeah. I would so not be here if my net worth was wrong.
Right?
I would be out of here. I mean, that's insane. 12 million?
Where did they even get that? And they list you as an actor and producer.
Yeah.
Yep. Huh.
That's your profession. Crazy. So yeah, this is another BJ Shea out there.
Are you doing some adult acting?
There's got to be another BJ Shea. There has to be.
The actor and the producer stuff are things that you have done.
He does have that casting couch at his house.
Oh. No, one of them was for the 206 in 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other one was a series that you helped back on Kickstarter called Job Hunters from some of our friends.
That's true. Yeah. So, and I mean, we didn't make any money off of Job Hunters.
No, you backed a Kickstarter.
Yeah, there was no money to be made. Oh, I was just helping out some friends.
That is so funny.
Why do they think I would make $12 million?
And how well are both of these things paying that you do an acting gig in 2013 and then a producing thing in 2012 and you have $12 million from it?
I'm that good, Steve. I'm that good. Let me just say this. If we could do the math real quick on this one, $10 million, right? So what is 10% of $10 million? That's $1 million, which means 5% with just regular interest, 5% interest, I could live on $500,000 a year and never touch that $12 million.
That'd
and
be
I'm
pretty
just
cool.
throwing, I'm throwing round numbers out there. The idea would be is I would just be able to live off the interest. If I could get $500,000 a year for doing nothing, there's no way in hell I'd get up this early in the morning.
Right?
Yeah, someone said,
does Sarah know this? Because her wedding just got a little bit more expensive.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is so wild. And what do they base that on? I would love to know what the algorithm is.
Yeah, Job Hunters and the 206. They paid a lot.
I would like to thank all the good people that did Job Hunters and helped me make a lot of dough.
What a random website.
Yeah, that is so random and completely useless. It just goes to show you the internet, man. Gosh, yeah, 12 million. Gosh, I mean, maybe it's predicting the future and I'm going to run into some cash.
All right.
Well, it says that the rest of us are broke. Because our names don't come up at all.
Broke AF.
Yeah.
It is so funny that they decided to pick me and they think that's what it is. Wow. And is this the same one is it the same one as Craig Gass's thing?
Not that. Let's see if Craig Gass is on this one.
Yeah, because they say he made $89 million, right? So let's see what this says
about
Craig
Gass.
This
one doesn't have
Craig
Gass on it. Net worth post.
Well, what the hell? Why am I on there? And Craig Gass, who's had a much more lucrative acting career and a comedy career.
I'll pick an actor, Jim Varney.
I didn't hear if you mentioned it, but did you mention the fact that you are on IMDb?
Am I on IMDb?
You're on IMDb, so I think it might be pulling some of that information because it has some stuff that you're an associate producer on. Have you ever backed something on Kickstarter called Tabitha, Witch of the Order?
Oh, yes. I helped those folks out, yeah.
Okay, then yeah, you're listed on that as well. Somebody is updating an IMDb page for you and they're...
Wait. Are you also, did you back a movie called Rump Lover 69? Because you're on that one as well.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's where I made my first $6 million. So I made big dough on that.
I think this site might be pulling from IMDb and then just using make-em-ups.
Well, Tabitha,
stuff.
I believe you can watch Tabitha either on Prime or Netflix. It's one of those services. And, you know, it was a locally made show and a really cool idea about a witch that's a police detective. And the world they live in is they're hunting down some murders and stuff. And it was a great idea. And I love the idea. And it was local. And I thought, well, I'll help these guys out. Somebody hooked me up with Tabitha from the Job Hunters crew. I forget which person that was in Job Hunters that said, hey, can you help us out with this one? I think it was Megan who actually said, hey, what do you think? And I'm
like,
was
Megan the one who signed the check for $12 million for you?
Right. Listen, I mean, I want to thank Megan for helping my family get fed, helping me get paid. And did you put in a regular movie star, Steve, in that
Yes,
website?
I did. I typed in Jim Varney.
And?
And you and him actually have the same net worth. He has a $12 million net worth. May he rest in peace.
Well, Jim did movies. I could imagine with the success of, you know, Ernest, and if they invested wisely, they could have $12 million. But yeah, I don't quite have the Jim Varney life.
I'll do another actor.
Yeah, put Scarlett Johansson or somebody that's a somebody. Come on.
I did Steve Guttenberg. Is that okay?
Why are you putting in all these?
He's putting all the ones he loves.
I'm putting in the actors that I know.
All right.
Tom Cruise.
Okay. Oh, Tom Cruise has got to be at least, you know, in the hundred millions, right?
Let's see. Tom Cruise's net worth, $600 million.
Okay.
So this is true.
So it's accurate. I get it. Yeah. Yes, okay. BJ, can I borrow some money this weekend?
Damn, dude. You guys, I wouldn't know you. I got to tell you right now, $12 million, wow, I would not know you.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, here I am, like, you know, just trying. I mean, can you pay for my parking tonight, tomorrow night over at Climate Pledge Arena?
If I had that money, guess who would never, ever hear from me again? Everybody. I'd be off the grid.
I thought that was so funny that the texter sent that. I was like, that's hilarious.
Right?
Yeah, well, texter, thank you. I hope that is just a sign of things to come, that maybe some good fortune is going to come my way, and I'm going to hit the big time. So how cool would that be?
Keep in mind, net worth is not the amount of cash you have. It's the sum total of all assets, so house, car, money in the bank, anything you're worth. You have an $11 million car.
Yeah, I have a 2004 Hyundai Santa Fe.
I can almost vote itself.
Yeah, I don't think that's contributing to the net worth. I mean, my wife's got a 2010 Audi Quattro, and again, that's not going to put us that close to the $12 million.
Didn't you try to sell your kids on the black market at one point?
Yeah,
well, okay,
Texas is unhappy with you now. I'm kind of mad at you now, BJ. Your best employee has to do stuff on OnlyFans while you, Scrooge McDuck, on your way to retirement. Some friend you are.
You're absolutely right. I'm a horrible friend. But you know what? Vicky's got to, you know what? She's got to live the hard life.
Can you at least subscribe to the OnlyFans?
Right?
Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah, I really
can't
have
you
to.
Just, you know, $5.99 too much too rich for your blood?
You know, I got pinching pennies. I got a wedding coming up.
You're a $1 million man.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Is that another wrestling thing?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm like, what the hell is this music? Of course it's wrestling.
Everybody's got a prize for the $1 million man.
Hell yeah.
Jay Shay.
The $12 million man. You know what I mean? That means I can make two Steve Austins. That's right. And that's what I'm going to do with my money. That's why I don't have any money, Steve. I have two bionic men running around this planet defending the Earth.
And you're just doing all these Kickstarters, clearly. Yeah.
Well, you know what? If they're going to talk about the money I spent in board games, it's very possible they're right then with my net worth.
All that.
Yeah, I might have skillions of dollars tied up in board games. That could very well be true. Thank you very much. Please don't tell my family because I don't need them bothering more than they already do. All right, well, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, and quite frankly, I think we'll have somebody else take this call if we have one, or take this email or text. I'm not reading
unless you give me $50.
Oh, is that what's going
to
be now?
Pay to play.
You're going to have to pay me more now, Mr. Moneybags.
Wow, yeah. Alrighty.
We got a text. I came across this on BuzzFeed, and I thought it'd be funny for you guys to bounce around the room to see how many of you are guilty of this. And it was all based on things that you do, if you ever did, that would make you officially old. So they're like things that have happened in our lives that will prove that you're old.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so here's the first one. Did you ever have to get up to turn the TV channel?
Yeah.
All right, we're all old.
You did too, Vicky?
Well, we had a crappy TV when I was little.
Did you make a little knob?
Yeah.
Okay, Vicky.
But I was itty-bitty.
My kids never had to do that, so your parents were raising you right. Wow. My kids are your age.
I did.
Yeah. You did too?
Yeah, my mom's first TV, that's what we had until I was probably about 7.
Yeah, dude, I was the house family, the family's remote control. It's like, Steve, turn up the volume. Fine, dang.
Yeah, see, you and I...
Put on channel 11. Yeah. Fine, Dad.
A remote control or a clicker was a luxury item, and I remember, man, my dad had a brother who did very well for himself, and he had a good net worth. And I just...
Yeah, he do as well as you do, Mr. Tornado, man.
I mean, you know, not anybody can achieve those high marks. But I remember they had the clicker and everything, and I would say, Dad, your brother's got a clicker. And I try to have them compete against each other, and he's like, we ain't got the money for a clicker.
You know you're old when you call it a clicker.
Yeah. My grandpa was the first to have a remote control, but his remote control was wired to the TV. And he was sick of people tripping over it, so he put a hole in his carpet and ran the wire through the carpet and then up right where his couch seat, where he sat at the couch. Genius.
You could only go there, too.
Yes.
That's a two for one. That's perfect.
The cord was not long enough to go any further than where it was going.
Yeah, that man is brilliant.
He was. Yeah. All right, next one.
Okay.
You had to physically remove your car's stereo to stop it from getting stolen.
Yep.
Yeah. The faceplate.
The faceplate.
Yeah.
And I said it still got stolen.
That's so funny. I forget that doesn't even exist anymore. Yeah. Well, if it does, nobody's got that anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? It gets so embedded in the car, especially with new cars. Like, you couldn't take that system out, and I don't even know if you can replace it.
Dude, I was so mad. They stole my stereo, even though I had the faceplate in my pocket, and then they stole my book of CDs.
No.
Yeah,
I had to buy them all back.
No. Oh, that does suck.
Yeah.
All How about this one? This one I've never done, so I'm curious if any of you guys have done
this.
It's
going to be just me, I bet.
Ate ice cream out of a toilet paper roll.
Oh, God.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It's the push pops. Remember, the Flintstones?
Oh, yeah.
Flintstone
push pops.
Oh, what do they call it that? Yeah, I've done that.
They're just being funny.
Lily does that, too.
Push pops are awesome.
Yeah, push pops. Okay, yeah. Okay. So not right.
Those all are right. the best.
Have any of us had to yell, "Get off the internet! I need to use the phone."
Oh yeah. Or no, I was the one yelled at for that.
Wow.
Yep.
Are we all old? Is that? Yes. I mean, I would expect Danny and Vicky didn't have to worry about that. Well,
we were teenagers.
Yeah, you're right. We had to back then. You're right because you know what? It wasn't until the iPhone came out that we really had the speeds to be able to just do multiple things and have multiple devices.
They would always want you to get off right before that image of Cindy Crawford.
Right.
It's almost there. Wait, Mom!
I didn't see the nip yet.
Oh.
All right, anyone's ever, you're old, officially old, if you've ever slammed the phone down to end an argument.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, then you hear that ding!
Many times.
Yeah, see, cell phones suck for, trying to hang up on somebody.
Yeah, you really can't
press really hard to break your screen.
Right, you just have to yell at them, I'm hanging up on you!
My favorite thing is if I'm mad at them, ask them a question, then hang up the phone.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
One more. Carefully unfold the lyric book from a cassette so that you can learn the words.
CD.
Oh, right.
I did it with cassettes. I remember that.
I did it with my Spice Girl cassettes back in 98.
What do they call it? Like the J card? Because it kind of has the shape of a J.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different J card, Rev.
Wow.
I heard that one kind of early.
Is that the JJ card?
Well, for self-love, it's called the J card.
Yeah, the three-panel J card.
And then you open it up. Some of them are 15 panels.
Right? Jeez. Yeah.
How many thank yous do you guys need?
Yeah, really. I guess we're all old. This is that, which means there's some probably Generation Z kid just going, I hate these guys.
If we've ever used AskJeeves.com.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I was really
That's making
mad.
You old?
I was really mad when that went away because I was Jeeves, he lost his job.
Yeah, well, none of people are asking him questions.
Well, that's because Google's pretty much took his job. Google said, we don't need Jeeves anymore.
Does Ask Jeeves even exist anymore?
No, I don't think so. The worst part about this is Ask Jeeves launched in 1996. I was already 17 at that point. Yes, I'm old. Thanks.
It's now called Ask.com.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's still there.
Yeah.
Is it? But Jeeves is gone?
Yeah, they fired Jeeves.
Yeah, COVID, a lot of people lost their jobs.
I haven't thought about that. Even poor Jeeves.
Yep.
Well, we got a big question that needs to be answered, and it's too bad Jeeves can't answer it for us. But you know what? Somebody's going to. What do Ryan Castle and Freddy Krueger have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Freddy Krueger have in common?
I'm in your dreams.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Also horribly scarred.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to look at.
Someone said they're both burnt.
Oh.
Burnt out?
Yeah, burned out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another person says Robert Englund has had his fingers on both.
Wow. What? Okay.
They're both played by Robert Englund.
Oh, really? Ryan Castle? I didn't know that. Good job, Robert.
His most famous role. I mean, after Freddy Krueger, of course.
Yes, yes. I think he won. Didn't he win a Tammy or something for that?
A Razzie?
Oh, who the hell's Tammy?
I just thought I came up with a stupid name. I think Tammy, wasn't that bad, horrible movie that Melissa McCarthy did?
Some chick named Tammy now.
Like, so I think we should call every award a Tammy. Yeah. Plus, I got the hiccups over here, so I'm dying.
You don't want to mess with a chick named Tammy. She'll set fire to your car.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you know what? You can own a piece of Nightmare on Elm Street history. They're selling the house that Nancy used to live in. And it was the house that they used for exterior shots. You can get it for $3.25 million. Who's got it? I do. I'll do it. I mean, my net worth is a skill. So I'm going to do it.
Get you a nice parking spot in Seattle.
Right.
That's what that'll get you.
Good luck with those hiccups, BJ.
I know. I'm dying over here.
You've been drinking a little early this morning, huh?
Well, nips, huh? Well, how dry I am, baby.
Stand on your head.
BJ and Migs' play of the day.
It's the play-by-play man on Root Sports. It's John Forslund.
Could you be Steve's press box friend? Because he doesn't know anybody in the press box. And we're all surprised he was invited to the press box, to be honest.
We're going to have a meeting about this. So we've got a couple of dollars this afternoon. We can discuss this.
So, John, we're crushing beers tomorrow is what you're saying?
Wow.
No, we're not doing that.
Dang it.
No.
Holy cow.
I got to be ready for Tuesday. I can't handle that.
I'm not thinking we're not going to drink that hard.
He doesn't know you, Steve.
I've heard some stories.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.